ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम 10th कैंटो चैप्टर 15 द किलिंग ऑफ धेनुका द एस डिमन टेक्स्ट 39 तयोस्तद् सुमहत्कर्म निशम्य विबुधादयः मुमुचुः पुष्पवर्षाणि चक्रुर्वार्ध्यानि तुष्टुवुः चक्रुर्वाद्यानि तुष्टुवुः Translation: Hearing of this magnificent feat of the two brothers, the demigods and other elevated beings rained down flowers and offered music and prayers in glorification. Purport: Srila Sanatan Goswami comments that the demigods, great sages, and other exalted beings were all astonished and ecstatic upon seeing the unusually swift and nonchalant way in which Krishna and Balaram killed the very powerful ass demon in the Tal forest. I am feeling extremely nervous after hearing His Grace Tukaram Prabhu's class yesterday about the three types of Bhagavat speakers in ISKCON. Type A are those people who speak what they want to through the verse. The verse, irrespective of what the verse is, they want to say something and they say it. Type B is anything under the sky can be adjusted in this, and he demonstrated. Tell anything unconnected, and he connected it. And the third, he said, was extensively going into deep details of what the acharyas have presented, sticking exclusively just to the purport, and every word, analyzing every word of this great literature. I was wondering what I've been doing all these years. I think there is a fourth category, A, B, C. Absolutely bewildered and confused. I belong to that category. And since we are asked to do some seva of speaking, whatever having heard here and there, some kind of philosophical speculation. Mental speculation is not good. Philosophical speculation is okay. For example, Krishna says, Rasoham apsukaunteya. I am the taste of water. So to think how Krishna is the taste of water is philosophical speculation. But to question, is really Krishna the taste of water? That is mental speculation. So, still, actually in the Bhagavatam itself, right at the very outset, in the first canto, right at the beginning, immediately after the Mangalacharan in the first chapter, the sages of Naimisharanya who have chosen Suta Goswami to speak Ugrashrava Sutta. They congratulate him and they actually tell, what is your qualification? Why have you asked you to sit here? Tvaya khalu puranani dharma shastrani chanagha akhyatani hi apyadhitani dharma shastrani yanyuta. Tvaya khalu puranani. You know all the puranas. Dharma shastrani. Itihasani. You know all the itihasas. Ramayana, Mahabharata. And dharma shastrani. Etiquettes. How to do things properly. So many dharma shastras are there. But it also two other qualifications are there. Anagha. You are sinless. So Prabhupada writes in the purport, one who is pure in character and sinless only should dare sit on the Vyasas. That means we should sit down and give, not to sit on the Vyasas. And Kali Yuga, four principal sins are meat eating, intoxication, illicit sex, gambling. Therefore, at least one should be free from this. This is the first thing. And then, akhyatani hi api adhitani. Having heard and having explained. So, Prabhupada explains, hearing and explaining is more important than reading. We may have read all the scriptures, picked up from the bookstall and read. That's good actually, wonderful, very nice. But unless we have heard it from proper source and explained it, heard it being explained and explained it. Because when you speak, you realize how much you have heard and understood. When you have to speak it to others, then you realize how much we have actually understood and heard and understood. That means Shravanam and Kirtanam more important than mere reading. Because as Pradyumna Prabhu, Prabhupada disciple, was explaining, we may read selectively through the specks of the three modes of nature. We may selectively pick up what we want and we may actually come to the wrong conclusion too, merely by reading. Of course, if you are sincere, then Krishna will give indication, but still, there is a chance. But the next part, other than all this, next part gives another. Vedhatam saumya tat sarvam tatvatas tad anugrahat bruyuhu snigdhasya shishyasya guravo guhyam apyutam. So this is very significant qualification. Vedhatvam sarva tatvatah. You know all the essence of all the subject matter, tat sarvam. Why? Saumyam. You are very pure and simple. And tad anugrahat guravoh guhyam apyuta. Tad anugrahat. You have received the blessings of the spiritual master. And therefore, because of his sincere blessings, you have understood the subject matter tatvatah, in truth. Bruyuhu snigdhasya shishyasya. Snigdhasya means submissive. And shishyasya. Shishya means shishtachar. Disciple means discipline. So you, under strict discipline, submissively have heard, inquired and understood and practiced and assimilated the subject matter. And being blessed by the spiritual master, since we have requested and on our request you are trying to speak, we know that whatever you speak will be actually the essence and we will be able to get the same benefit. So, Prabhupada writes in the right at the outset, the secret of success in spiritual life is to please the spiritual master and receive his sincere blessings. This is how the scriptures are password protected. Simply, one cannot access the scriptures by just barging in or demanding or trying to, you know, penetrate and extract and on one's own merit. It's impossible. Naham vede na tapasa na dane na chijaya. It's impossible to understand by mere scholarship. Mere understanding, powerful intelligence. But it is impossible to understand. These truths are, it's there, but one can't access. So this qualification is again and again, right at the outset of the Gita also, Krishna Prabhupada mentions. He mentions, Gita should be accepted the way Gita is mentioned. That is, receiving in because you are my friend and my devotee. You know? Therefore, you can understand the truth. Because you are non-envious of me, you can understand the truth. Krishna says this most confidential knowledge. And the same thing is again expressed in the incident of Balaram killing Romaharshana and Viduratha in the later chapters of Krishna book. The father of Ugrashava was Romaharshana Suta. He was also sitting on the Vyasasana. And Balaramji came and saw everyone stood up and he didn't. So Balaramji diagnosed the problem of this person sitting on the Vyasasana. Risher Bhagavato Bhutva Shishya Adhitya Bahunicha Setihasa Puranani. Again, same thing. Setihasa Puranani Dharma Shastrani Sarvashah. Risher Bhagavato Bhutva Shishya. You are directly the disciple of Bhagavan Vyasadeva, one of the best spiritual master one can ever get. The compiler of all the Vedas. Direct. How fortunate. Direct disciple. Personally heard from the lotus mouth of Vyasadeva himself. Risher Bhagavato Bhutva Shishya Adhitya Bahunicha. You have scrutinizingly studied all the scriptures. Sa itihasa puranani dharma shastrani sarvashah. Read everything. But adantasya. You have not controlled your senses. Avinitasya. You are not humble. Vritha pandita maninaha. Vainly you think yourself to be a great scholar. Na gunaya bhavantisma. Therefore, there are no qualities that has manifested in your character. Natasya iva. Your speaking is like memorized words of a dramatist. Sometimes children play Prahlad Maharaj and repeat so sweetly. We also say that, but do we actually realize? We have no realization, we just memorize some verses and just speak it out. Very impressive. But natasya ajitaatmanah. So they are not control their mind and the senses. In fact, when the first batch of Bhakti Shastri, they were giving their exams. I think His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj was requested to address them just before writing their Bhakti Shastri exam. This was the first batch. And Maharaj chose this specific verse. And he said, you should memorize this verse. Laminate this verse and put it just above your Bhakti Shastri certificate. so that you remember why you have studied Bhakti Shastri for this purpose. So this is the secret. Somehow, sincerely, to the best of one's ability, trying to humbly, submissively inquire, serve, please the spiritual master. Yasya deve para bhaktir, yatha deve tatha gurau, tasyaithe gatita artha prakashante mahatmana. If that faith in the Lord and the spiritual master is there, then anything that is spoken will have, just like that South Indian Brahman, illiterate Brahman. Mahaprabhu said, you know the Gita. You know the essence of the Gita. Your understanding is perfect understanding. Dadami buddhi yogam tam. Even if a person is really mukam karoti vachalam, pangum langhayate girim, yat kripatam aham vande shri gurum dinadaranam. Even a fool can easily, eloquently present the truth. If he is doing it simply, when will Krishna speak? Dadami buddhi yogam. When will he give the intelligence? Two qualifications are there. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam. One is, one should have done their homework. It's not that I will sit and pray and Krishna make me in channel. One should do one's best. Leave no stones unturned. Like the Damodar Leela. Full endeavor. Then the mercy may come. Yashoda Mai really tried. Full to the best of her ability. She was sweating. So having done one's best and bhajatam priti purvakam, one should be speaking for the pleasure of the Lord, for the pleasure of the Guru Parampara. As an instrument of theirs, and then automatically, to the best of one's ability, for the easy understanding of the audience, without screwing out one's own meaning from these purports, not wanting to exhibit one's scholarship, but as a servant, simply to become an instrument of that compassion of the Lord and His exalted representatives. An amazing thing. Even if a person externally may not be able to speak fantastically, but because it is coming from that person's heart, it can actually penetrate the other person's heart. Tadvag visargo janatag viplavo yasmin pratishlokam abaddhavatyapi namani anantasya ishonkitani chunmanti gayanti grinanti sadhava. Even if that person makes a lot of mistakes, grammatical mistakes, externally, or may not be able to present in a very proper way, but still, tad vak visarga, those creations, those verbal creations have the potency, janata agha, in the misdirected civilization who are going in a, whose heart is full of sinful reactions, it can create, these words can penetrate and create a revolution. Complete, you know, transformation. And those who are really sincere appreciate. Those who are saragrahi, they appreciate. So there are two kinds of people, saragrahi and bharavahi, Vaishnavas. Bhaktivinoda Thakur calls them ass-like Vaishnavas and swan-like Vaishnavas. Oh, ass-like Vaishnavas? Isn't it offensive? You're calling a Vaishnava an ass? That's exactly what is demonstrated here. So coming to the verse, which we are supposed to be, type 3, type C. Tataha tad sumahat karma. I like that. He was trying to relish and extract each word. Tataha. Tayoho, sorry. Tayoho means then these two brothers. Tayoho tat. At that time, sumahat karma. Very great. I mean, such swiftness and nonchalantly. When someone does very difficult thing, very effortlessly, he's called an expert. That's an expertise. So, tataha tat sumahat karma, nishamya. When people heard about this, who heard this? Vibudha adayah. Vibudha means highly intelligent people, the devatas, the sages, and other exalted personalities. Mumuchuhu, they released pushpavarshani. They were showering flowers. Chakruhu vadyani tushtuhu. Not only showered flowers, they started dancing and playing on the musical instruments and started offering beautiful prayers. For our Gurukul children, whenever I used to read Mahabharata or Bhagavad, Ramayana, whenever the Lord killed the demons, and I would say, and after that, and all the children would say, the demigods did their regular activity, daily activity. Har din ka kaam. Because every day, every time the demon would be killed, the demigods would shower flowers. Vibudhadayaha. Actually, no saintly person ever appreciates, likes to see someone being hurt. They're very soft-hearted. You may take a stick and hit on a rat. Very painful to a devotee. How is it all this vibudhadaya? Somebody is being brutally slaughtered and whirled and thrown and smashed and twisted in whatever ways. And they are having fun and joyful and dancing and showering flowers. Very difficult to understand. But actually, described by Prahlad Maharaj, modeta sadhurapi vrishchika sarpahatya. Yeah, they're very happy. Modeta sadhurapi. Even sadhus who are very compassionate, very soft-hearted, they don't want to see others hurt. But they're happy when snakes and scorpions are killed. Because snakes and scorpions, because of their tremendous poison, are so unnecessarily bite others by their nature. Without any reason, they bite others and kill others because of their poison. Causeless envy or causeless hard-heartedness for no reason. What has that person done to you? He came in the front. There's a nature. When the churning of the ocean was going on, and when the nectar came out, everyone wanted to get it. And Mohini Murthy came and took that nectar. And it is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, she did not want to distribute it to the demons, who are like snakes. Who are like snakes, because they have tremendous poison and causelessly envious. Because of their enjoyment mentality, sense enjoyment makes the heart hard. Because just to enjoy the senses, a person can go to any extent to inconvenience others or even hurt others or even kill others. They don't hesitate as long as their sense gratification is going on. And anyone who threatens that becomes a potential enemy or becomes an enemy. Feeding them further, payahpanam bhujanganam kevalam vishavardhanam upadesho hi murkhanam prakopayana shantaye. Chanakya Pandit says, Niti Shastra says, payahpanam bhujanganam. If you feed, first of all, the snake is poisonous, and then you feed milk and banana to the serpent every day. Payahpanam, payah means milk. Payahpanam bhujanganam to kevalam vishavardhanam, to increase their strength to hurt others. So similarly, he knew that this is not good. In fact, the demons or those with demoniac mentality, asuric mentality, are worse than snakes and scorpions. Sarpaha kruraha, khalaha kruraha. Sarpa, snake, is krura, very, very merciless. And khalaha, a demoniac person with a demoniac mentality, is also very merciless, kruraha. Sarpat krurataraha khalaha. But actually, a person with a demoniac mentality is much dangerous than the sarpa, a serpent. Why? Because mantraushadhi vasha sarpaha. By some mantras, by some kind of herbs, you can control this animosity or this mental, or you can control, bring the snake under the control. But a demoniac person can never be brought under control. They go completely out of control. And therefore, when such people die, Prabhupada also had a similar question. One day he was coming, it's a new person, I came to the temple and there was a snake that went, and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati was on top and he said, kill it. And they killed the snake, and Prabhupada said, what is this? You know, he's a saintly person, why did he do this? And then when he read, Modeta sadhurapi. Ah, now I know. That's how he did it. So therefore, even when Shripad Ramanujacharya, when he heard about that man, Kolatunga, that king, fanatic Shaivite, who was torturing anyone who did not accept, forcefully, you know, make everyone accept, otherwise you will go to hell. I mean, will be finish you. So when he died, he was in Melukote at that time, and it is described when he heard, he was about to take bath, and he took his shawl and, you know, twirled it and threw it in the air, literally dancing. Very nice, excellent. Similarly, Prabhupada became extremely happy when he heard the news that the one person who was a big obstacle to establishing this beautiful temple here in Mumbai, which was a facility to, you know, give the nectar, Krishna's nectar, to everyone. This fellow was causelessly, no reason, but obstructing. So when that thorn was removed, person is very happy, sadhu is very happy. Not happy for that soul, but happy that now that obstacle that is blocking the mercy of the Lord for everyone is removed. That is the vision. So all of us also have, the test is, Dhenuka represents also another anartha. And when we have such anarthas in our heart, if the day we leave this body, how many people become happy? And how many people become sad? That is the test whether you are a Danava or a Deva. When a person dies, if people are very happy, bada bojha gaya. Big relief. People start celebrating. People start dancing. People start offering prayers to the Lord. Good thing, my Lord, you removed this fellow. Big burden. When is a person a burden? When he takes more and more and more and does not give. He hoards and hoards and hoards and does not give. People fail. When will he die so that things will be distributed automatically? But a person who is giving more than taking, people pray, let him live long so that he continue to give. That is the question of Parikshit Maharaj, sages of Naimisharanya. Parikshit Maharaj was such a benediction. His body was shelter. His physical presence was a shelter to practically the whole planet. Kali could not enter. He should have protected that. Why did he allow this? For many, the physical presence of a personality is a shelter. And if that person is not there, then there is no point in continuing. But those who are much more deeper, then they say, no, take shelter of the Vani. So that is a test. Arvi Dhinuka is very nicely described by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Dhenukaha sthula buddhi syat gardhavaha talarodhakaha ashtame lakshate doshaha sampradaye satam mahan. That dhenuka sthula buddhi syat. This is the eighth obstacle. There are 19 demons that are killed, and all of them represent some kind of an anartha that stops us from relishing Vrajabhav, the mood of the Braj Gopis. And Dhenuka represents sthula buddhi, cross intelligence, no subtle discrimination. So, subtle discrimination is important. Otherwise, we may invent some social while preaching, even though we may be preaching pure eternal principles of absolute truth, but we may invent through our gross discrimination or gross intelligence some social discrimination while breaking them to suit our own needs. They are like dhenukas. Prabhupada mentions in Bhaktir Samra Sindhu, Nityananda Vamsha, those who were the immediate descendants of Nityananda Prabhu. What was Dhenuka doing? Dhenuka had these palm fruits. The ass doesn't taste the fruits and doesn't allow others to taste it also. So by this gross intelligence, lack of subtle discrimination, some people claim proprietorship over the absolute truth and or oppose the others wanting to access that. I won't taste and I won't let others also taste. Similarly, caste Goswamis, Prabhupada also explains. Though they are preaching,
that this truth is accessible. Striyo vaishya tatha shudra stepi yanti param gatim. Kirata huna andra pullinda pulkasha abhira shumbha yavana khasadaya. Everyone is accessible. But they say it is only for this particular Goswami. Only they have the proprietorship over this spreading this knowledge. Nobody else has access. So you are sitting on top of it. You don't taste it. Obviously you are not tasting it. And you are not allowing others to taste it. Anyone can fall into this trap. So this is a Dhenuka mentality. And the palm fruit here represents the sweet nectar of devotional service. Accessible and open to all. It was not Dhenuka's property. He just came in there and just built a fence and he said, this is me. Aham mameti. There's also this mentality of the bodily conception of life. It represents ignorance of one's own identity. Ignorance of the power of the holy name. Ignorance of who is to be ultimately worshipped. Sambandha, Abhideya and Prayojana Gyan. Ignorance of that leads to an ass-like mentality. The bodily conception of life. You don't know one's own identity as part and parcel of Krishna. Power of the holy name. Otherwise, we become a burden. Yajnarthat karmana anyatra lokoyam karma bandhana. We are always taking. We are taking so much from this world. Right? Deva. We are indebted to the devatas because we are taking sunlight, we are taking rain, we are taking water, sitting on this earth. Passing stool and urine, running around whole day. Deva, Rishi, we are obliged to the Rishis because of the knowledge that we have accessed. Bhuta, all the living entities. Apta, our relatives. Ninam, to all the human beings, and doctors and engineers and whatever. Drivers and pilots and whatnot. We're depending on the society. That's how we have survived. Apta, Ninam, Pitrinam. To the ancestors for giving us the body and to the parents. Actually, what it takes to raise a child. How much anxiety, how much of endeavor. Just to raise one child to become an ordinary human being. What to speak of a devotee. One thing is to raise a child. Somehow protect them and make sure that the physical body grows up to a level where they can take care of themselves. But what to speak of a person with values? How much more endeavor has gone behind? How much of energy goes behind the parents not only giving birth to the child, giving a body, but to bring them up with values? What foolishness to say, I am a self-made man. As if you fell from the sky. You made yourself. So any person who is surviving must be very kinkara and runi. Deva, Rishi, Bhuta, Apta, Ninam, Pitrinam. Kinkara. We are all king. We should serve them back. Otherwise we are burden on this earth. Very interesting. King Kara. King Kara means a servant. Kim Karoti. He should keep asking. Kim Karomi. What should I do? What should I do for you? What should I do? One who is always asking, what should I do to please you, serve you? He is a King Kara. And Rini, we are all obliged. So if we do not do yajna and fulfill our obligation to these, then we are burden on this earth. We are actually burden on this earth. And Mother Earth feels that burden. Actually, she doesn't mind billions more of population. But even one person who is ungrateful, who sucks the energy of the mother, takes all the property, and blasts the father. Such a person becomes a burden, a headache for the mother. There is a burden of the beast and there is a burden of love. Mother is happy to release all resources and help and bless if the child is serving the interest of the father. Otherwise, burdens on this planet, like an ass, beast of burden. Bharavataranyanye bhuvana vaibodhau. Kunti Maharani says, some people say the Lord comes to remove this big, big, big burden, who have simply become burden on this planet. She can't tolerate. Who go against the interest of the Supreme Father. To the extent we make our interest same as the interest of the Lord, not only we become light, but we lighten the atmosphere. Everything becomes light. Then you can, you know, jump and dance. When you are light, you feel light. Sometimes, you know, after when the big burden is removed, you feel so light. This lightness is not simply physical lightness, but you feel spiritually very like flying in the air. Freedom. The biggest burden is of sinful reactions, acting in disharmony with the interest of the Lord. That is asura. To store and store and store and not share. We should live to give. And give to live. That is the spirit of yajna, sacrifice. The whole world is surviving because of yajna. Had somebody not sacrificed, we could not be enjoying what we are enjoying today. We are benefiting because somebody sacrificed. We have this knowledge because somebody sacrificed to present it, to store it, to distribute it. We are sitting here because somebody sacrificed their energy, time, money and life to provide a nice facility. When we eat food, somebody has sacrificed their life, energy and time to offer it. So the whole world is running on sacrifice. We are all here because somebody sacrificed. A seed has to destroy itself in the ground to give rise to 100 more seeds. But if the seed is selfish and says, no, I don't want to destroy myself, it will eventually obviously be destroyed, rot and die, that's all. But the seed has to go in the earth and destroy itself to give rise to a beautiful plant which gives rise to hundreds of other seeds. Similarly, the whole parampara, guru literally destroys himself through his prana. Life here is called prana. So before his disappearance, he creates thousands like himself. This is how this whole knowledge is coming, because of sacrifice. So by his words, by his acts, by his activities, he has energized millions others to take birth like himself. So before he leaves, he empowers. And therefore, our obligation is to push on pran ache jar se hetu prachar, to share it, to keep on sharing it. So the more we try to give, the more we feel light, and the world will be lightened of the big burden of the anarthas in the heart. It's because of ignorance. Basically, Dhenuka represents ignorance. Ignorance of sambandha gyan, ignorance of abhideya, the power of the holy name, karmani nirdhati kintu cha bhakti bhajam. The power of bhakti which can burn millions of lifetimes of sinful reactions. Because of that reactions, we act in a way that is destructive for others. Ignorance of who is to be worshipable. And very interestingly, the demons who were killed by Balaram, Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains, represents those anarthas that have to be killed by the sadhaka himself. Those which are killed by Krishna, we have to depend on Krishna to remove those anarthas. So this ignorance, we have to enthusiastically endeavor to remove this burden. And Balaram is Adi Guru, the original spiritual master. So we can remove this ignorance by the mercy of representative of Balaram, that is the spiritual master. One time one devotee wrote to Prabhupada, I'm having this problem. Prabhupada wrote back, just chant the 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Mahamantra and follow the four regulative principles. Follow what I have said and I will kick Maya with my boots. Like Balaram through Dhenuka. He says, I can kick it out. I can kick Maya with my boots. Kick all these anarthas away. You just follow my instructions. You do this. And I will kick Maya with my boots. I may say, what is this, Prabhupada? He says, how can he kick like that? He said, yeah, because Krishna says, Mameve prapadyante maya metam tarantite. So the instruction to actually accept this process, remove the ignorance and take the process of bhakti, that stops because of some kind of anarthas. Sthula buddhi or gross intelligence, ass-like intelligence, which is not that. Then you become bharavahi. Bharavahi means heavy load of regulative instructions without understanding why you are doing what you are doing. Vaishnava is saragrahi. He knows the spirit behind the law. Otherwise, we are overburdened by the letter of the law. That is why Rupa Goswami says, niyamagraha. Too much attachment to the rules in and of itself for the sake of performing rules and regulations to be called a very, you know, fulfill the needs of the desire of the heart for unwanted things. Or neglect of the rules and regulations thinking that you are beyond it. So rules and regulations have a spirit behind the law. That spirit must be understood by the spiritual master. And at a right time, we should give up the lower principles and move towards the higher principle. It's like climbing on a staircase. If you want to put your step on the next, after putting it, you have to remove your feet from the previous step to put it on a higher thing. That's called progressiveness. So Krishna gives all the dharmas and in the end he says, Sarva Dharman Parityaj. Like Govinda. Govinda was serving Mahaprabhu. And the rule is you should never cross over any Vaishnava, what to speak of the Supreme Lord. So when Mahaprabhu was sleeping right in the doorway, and he couldn't massage his feet because Mahaprabhu's feet was inside, he threw the regulations to the air, jumped, he put his uttariya and jumped over Mahaprabhu and started massaging his feet. And after 40 minutes, Mahaprabhu got up and he said, hey, why are you still inside? Did you take your prasad? No, it is outside. So, how can I cross your body? But why did you cross? How did you come in? No, I put uttariya and then I crossed. No, you could have done the same thing. Govinda didn't say anything. But in the heart of heart, he was thinking, I'm ready to break any damn rules for your pleasure and service, my Lord. Because that is the purpose of rules and regulations. To bring spontaneous, natural love for Krishna. Rules are meant for that purpose. But if the rules become an obstacle to loving service, yada te moha kalilam buddhir vyatitarishyati tada gantasi nirvedam shotavyasa shutasya. Madhavendra Puri says, my humble obeisances and dandavats to sandhya vandanam and bathing and all the samskaras. Now that I have developed attachment to Krishna, I just disregard them. Indifference. in deference to the principle of karma and jnana. So there are steps, karma, then jnana, then ashtanga, bhakti. And even in bhakti there are rules. The principles, Prabhupada explains in the beginning, you know, there are the principles and then there are the details. So when details become more important than the principles, we become dhinuka. While those who are saragrahi, understand this, they utilize the principles when it is favorable. Anukulyasya sankalpo, pratikulyasya varjanam. And to know what is the principle and what is the detail, we need subtle discrimination. And that subtle discrimination come only by the blessings. Only by blessings. This is a confidential, it's not gross intelligence. Pantastu koti shatavatsara sampragamyo vayo ratabhyam. It simply comes by blessings. So it's actually very simple. Truly, spirituality is so simple for the simple. Simple doesn't mean we become a simpletons, but simplicity. The greatest truths are very simple. The problem is, we are not so simple. Bruyuh snigdhasya shishyasya. Tatratam saumya. Saumya means pure and simple. Then one can understand and overcome gradually. Kill this dhinuka so that the tal fruits are available for everyone. Your own relish. It's open to the whole world to come and take fully advantage. The gift of God, gift of Lord Chaitanya is distributing. The fruit of love of God. Hare Krishna. Any questions, comments? Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanandi. Thank you very much.